There's a lot of optimism inside the Los Angeles Convention Center this week. The LA Auto Show is in full force, and hybrid cars are taking up a lot of floor space. But they still represent a tiny portion of the U.S. car market. Fewer than 1% of cars on the road have hybrid or electric technology. That will have to change if car companies are to meet new fuel efficiency rules. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports on the challenge of getting consumers on board.
If you watch TV, you'd think the hybrid was king.
What if everything ran on gas? Then again, what if everything didn't?
Toyota presents the Prius family.
We speak RPMs, so you can zip by other cars. But we also speak MPGs, so you can fly by gas stations.
Yeah, I thought these were electric.
It is, yeah. It's a Chevy Volt.
So what are you doing at a gas station?
Well, hybrids are far from king. Hybrid sales are well under 3% of the nearly 13 million cars sold in the U.S.
Well, for one thing, automakers buy advertising.
Brian Moody is with the car website Autotrader.com.
And they want you to think that their hybrid is the next best thing. They want you to think of their company as primarily a green company. So the more they can get that message out, then the less ill you might think of them, and you may buy one of their cars, even if it isn't a hybrid.
Nearly half the consumers say they'll never consider buying a hybrid, according to a recent survey by Kelley Blue Book. Moody says the main reason is price. But the debate about how to fuel the car goes back as far as the car itself. If you want to learn about the history of cars and their place in American life, there's one place you need to go and one dude you need to meet, Bob Casey.
Here is a grouping of electric cars, an 1896 Ryker, and one of the earliest surviving hybrids, a 1916 Woods Dual Power.
Bob Casey is senior curator at the Henry Ford. The museum is huge, something like 9 acres of exhibits dedicated to cars. Just about any car you can imagine, even a hybrid that looks vaguely like a Model T.
What they found, however, was that in trying to build a hybrid car, and they didn't really call it a hybrid car then, that's why they called it a dual power, there was no demand for it.
That's because, at the time, gas was really, really cheap. There are no CAFE laws. There are no emissions laws.
And these things were expensive. So there was no consumer rationale for this car. There was no regulatory rationale for this car. And so after a year, there was no great demand, and the car faded, and the company faded.
It took almost 80 years for hybrid technology to rise from the ashes. Now almost every car maker has some form of hybrid technology. But the undisputed king is the Toyota Prius. Nearly half the hybrids sold this October were Prius.
10 years after the introduction of the Prius, there's not a viable competitor on the market.
That's Bob Carter, president of Toyota North America. Carter says young buyers are the future of the hybrid market.
And I really truly believe that Prius will define the company in the future. And as we get into later in the decade, Prius will be probably upset Camry to become the number one nameplate in the U.S.
You said probably. How probably do you think that is?
Well, I'm confident enough to tell you publicly that that's my own personal feeling.
Carter says hybrids are the best way to get to higher fuel economy standards. He and other Toyota executives say customers may not be ready for hybrids yet, but now it's time for the car companies to lead them there. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.